Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Faces of TBI podcast series. I am Amy Zellmer, founder of facesoftbi.com and your host. Today, I will be chatting with Sherrick Peck about taking over the controls of your central nervous system. This episode is brought to you by Midwest Functional Neurology Center, a Minneapolis-based clinic staffed by a caring and progressive team of functional neurologists who are experienced in treating post-concussion syndrome, chronic pain, dizziness, whiplash, and migraines. They are the concussion doctors you can trust for comprehensive brain health in the Midwest. They've greatly helped me and many others. Find them online at mnfunctionalneurology.com. Hello, I am Amy Zellmer, and you are listening to Faces of TBI, a podcast series for survivors by survivors, raising awareness about traumatic brain injury, one podcast at a time. Today, I'm very excited. Our guest is Sherrick Peck, and Sherrick is a licensed physical therapist with a master's degree in counseling. He has dedicated his career to finding natural ways to heal the brain and body. His passion for natural healing developed out of his own journey and recovering from breaking his neck and back and sustaining brain injuries, including a vertebral artery dissection stroke in 1986. His personal research has led to the study of IASTM, acupressure, taping, and vibration, and their impact on the body and mind. Because Sherrick could not find the right tools to help him, he decided to create one. The first version of Resimax Tuner Pro is an exempt medical device, is a handheld device that uses vibration to tune your nervous system. They began getting feedback from people suffering the effects of TBI and chronic pain. And welcome to the podcast, Sherrick. I am so excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Amy. I'm delighted to be there with you.
And we've had some technical difficulties today with Blog Talk Radio. So unfortunately, our podcast is going to be a lot shorter than normal. So I just really want to jump in and let you start talking, Sherrick, so we can get as much information packed in here as we can.
That sounds great. What would you like me to share with you first?
Well, why don't you share briefly your background and how you came to be interested in what you're doing and how the central nervous system plays such a role in our recovery.
Excellent. I'd love to. I probably should start. I experienced my first significant injury at the age of 2 when I fractured my C2 cervical vertebrae and have been insufficient in my cervical spine ever since. That created an imbalance that later on, when I was very active youth wrestling, I ruptured one of the 4 main arteries into my head. It caused a stroke, and I got to learn how to walk again, learn how to learn again, all of the many things that come with a significant brain injury. I got to learn those at the ripe old age of 17. A few years before that, I had broken my spine, jumping a three-wheeler. It wasn't a very good experience, and got to learn how to recover from that. Well, if you skip forward a couple of years, I entered the college scene trying to figure out what could I do that would help make a difference in the world. And I learned about or came to a better understanding of physical therapy as a profession. I decided that that was the best way I could use my experiences and my desire to help others come through traumatic experiences like I had. And so 25 years later, I've been a physical therapist for a long time now and love helping people. I also went back to school and tried to understand the brain even better, so I became got my training, got a master's degree in counseling and psychology. I used both of those to develop quite an understanding and an approach to treating the brain and getting it back online after it's gone AWOL for a while, taken a hard hit.
So, Sherrick, would you mind explaining a little bit about how the central nervous system works and how it is oftentimes affected when we've had a brain injury?
Oh, you bet. There are billions of neurons that have to fire on a regular basis throughout our brain and nervous system just to be able to allow us to think clearly and be able to respond to cues that we see in the environment. And if you look at, if you go back down to the basics of the nervous system, there's the fight or flight process, which is designed to keep us safe, and there's the well-being regulatory system that just makes sure that we're, that we continue to breathe, that the heart continues to beat. And all of these systems are extremely complex, but in the basics of the central nervous system, it's just designed to help keep us alive, awake, and functioning day to day throughout our lifetime. And then there's a lot of things that come into play that involve complex thought processes and learning. All of those different parts of our nervous system come together to help us be productive human beings. And if we take a hard hit or sustain a concussion or a traumatic brain injury or lots of blood clots throughout the head like I suffered, part of the brain doesn't get to function correctly. It takes an experience and kind of hardwires a set of responses based on those experiences. If you look at the brain under trauma mode, we hardwire certain memories and certain experiences into the brain, and then it has a hard time getting off of those experiences or getting back on track to where the individual can feel safe in normal society again.
And how, so your tuner, your Resimax tuner, helps us with vibration and helps our central nervous system get back into, how should I word that? Get it back into the proper rhythm? Is that the right way of phrasing that?
I think rhythm is a great word.
How does that work? And, the vagus nerve, maybe give us a quick rundown of how that's connected with our central nervous system.
You bet. So the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, about 71% of that nerve is dedicated to just helping you restore, replenish, survive to another day. It's the system that's very involved in helping you to sleep, helping you to recover, helping drive you towards creation. It's an amazing system, and because the vagus nerve is so dedicated to helping you restore and recover, it makes a great entry into calming down the fight-or-flight mode. You see, the vagus nerve doesn't function very well when a person's nervous system is upregulated. When they're in fight-or-flight or panic mode, the vagus nerve shuts down a little bit. It doesn't allow it to function very well. And so recovery doesn't occur very well when we're in a high-stress state.
I want to interrupt you there really quickly, because when we talk about that fight or flight, so many of us are in that after our injury. We don't really know what it is. And in my experience, I had startle reflex, which I didn't know what that was. But if there was like a loud noise or if somebody came up on my left side and I didn't like know that they were coming, it would make me jumpy and I'd get startled. And, that would cause anxiety. And, it's that vicious cycle. And there's, you know, sensitivity to noise, a lot of that stuff is all interrelated with that fight or flight mode.
Absolutely. And you might say that after surviving a traumatic brain injury, your body sometimes gets locked into that survival mode.
Yep.
And so it shuts down executive functioning. It shuts down your ability to reason. It shuts off all of the extra functions, saying, look, I've just got to survive to another day. And so that whole fight or flight process takes over, and you don't recover very well from that. So what we're looking to do in using the resonance systems or using the tools that we've created is bring that vagus nerve back into balance, bring it back into harmony, if you will, by using one of the neatest features of the vagus nerve is the fact that your vocal cords are a direct branch of that nerve, which means that vibration is one of the best tools to get into functioning or working with that vagus nerve. It has a direct branch responsible for vibration. The recurrent laryngeal branch of the vagus nerve allows you to communicate. Well, if we use that fact that the vagus nerve is tied into vibration and resonance, we just use a calibrated resonance delivery system to teach your nervous system how to find its balance again and how to be able to come back out of that high fight or flight state.
Yeah, and your tool, when I met you at the Utah conference and you sat down and showed me how to use it, I mean, literally like 10 minutes of using it and I could tell I felt calmer and more grounded and more focused. It was truly amazing how, you know, vibration with the right frequency can really calm down the central nervous system and make us feel better.
It's fascinating to me as a physical therapist and having treated people in chronic pain for years. Fascinating how well you can calm down that nervous system through the resonance patterns.
Mm-hmm. So, Sherrick, I'm very bummed that we're just about out of time because of the silly glitch today. However, this is the greatest time to say that you are going to be part of our Brain Health Summit this coming March, and we're going to dig much deeper into this topic. We'll have an hour to talk about it. And anyone listening, you can go to thebrainhealthonlinesummit.com and get signed up for that. So I'm super excited to have you as one of our presenters on the summit, and looking forward to having you dig really deep into this topic because it is fascinating.
I will love that. It is fascinating and it's life-changing. I can't wait to share more, but it does take time to share more. So we'll take advantage of additional time and be happy to share all of the ins and the outs of how you can calm down the nervous system and get it back into healing mode through resonance, vibration.
Well, Sherrick, thank you so much for being here. And I know that Dr. Schmo is absolutely loving the ResiMax, and I'm loving it. I'm using it every single night. So, and you do have a 30% off discount code, and that is in the show notes. And anyone that's interested can grab that code in the show notes. And I look forward to seeing everyone on the Brain Health Summit. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you for listening. I hope that you have enjoyed today's show, and I'll see you all again next time.